We finish this program by meeting the two candidates for a state House seat in the 7th Legislative District. It's now held by Republican Jacqueline Maycumber. She's a Republican from Republic, and she was appointed to her seat early in the 2017 session. She won an election last November to keep the seat until the next general election, which is 3 months from now.
I've been working on New Era, which is the Northeast Washington Economic Revitalization Alliance. And it's working on legislation through local, state, and city officials together, bipartisan, and coming up with legislation that would help the district become sustainable and have economic viability. And it's working together as a team to really come up with solutions for the district. And it's been great.
When we spoke to Maycumber this week, she had just returned from a one-month fellowship at Harvard. She and other rural legislators from around the country were talking about how to bring more high-speed broadband connectivity to their small towns.
Really, broadband is now the new electricity. We electrified the nation, and we provided electricity for all the families, and now we need to make sure we provide technology so we have equality for education and healthcare throughout the nation.
So where would you say broadband is needed most in your district?
Oh, I mean, the FCC hasn't clearly defined where it is needed. That's our first problem. We need to clearly define where it is needed. But there's a lot of areas that we have. I have a low-income medical clinic that serves the area, and they pay up to $10,000 a month for broadband. A similar clinic in the Seattle area pays approximately $110 a month. So things like that really change the way we're ever able to provide healthcare, we're able to provide people's lab reports and really take care of the community as a whole. I mean, we have broadband problems within a mile off of a main highway. So we really need to look at making sure everybody has the opportunities and making sure our children can be educated through equality. This is an equality issue, not just a technology issue. So really making sure we have equality throughout the nation is important.
So you're from the Republic area, and you were talking about economic development. How will broadband help to develop the Ferry County economy, do you think?
Oh, it's so important. Having the ability to work from home. I hear it all the time that, you know, I want to be able to provide for my family, work from home, and do something. And you really need to have that broadband technology to do that. I mean, other states have done the broadband expansion to the rural areas, and it has paid back hundredfold to their state GDP. So we really need to make sure that we allow people the ability to work from home, to educate from home, and even start providing the opportunities to even apply to jobs. You know, most jobs you have to apply for online. And it's really shocking the ability to not be able to look to the future for our children and have that opportunity.
Jacqueline Maycumber is a Republican state representative in the 7th District. She's drawn a Democratic opponent, Randy Michaelis. He's an interim dean in the School of Education at Whitworth University.
You know, the things I'm going to be most paying attention to is I'm very interested in education K-12 or P-12. I'm really interested in higher education. After having worked being a teacher of teachers for all these years, I really believe that you have good teachers and good folks. That makes a huge difference. I'm also really care deeply about health care and mental health care. The hospitals, you know, so down here, you know, you go to Sacred Heart, you go to Providence, or you go to MultiCare, but up there you go to, it's supported by a rural hospital district, and those folks are struggling. And I'm very interested in helping them be able to stay there. If you lose your hospital, you lose your schools, you lose your Main Street, you've lost your area. And so right now the Republic folks are actually having to run a special levy just to keep them, just to address some of their debt issues. And that seems to me to be wrong. And so we need to be able to help the rural hospitals, rural schools, be able to stay in there. The mental health comes home very personally to me. So in June of 2016, my daughter, Caitlin, was Gonzaga Prep Teacher of the Year. And so, and then within a year, she took her own life. And that was really, I mean, if you want to talk about what tipped me, it was this, is that we found wonderful people within the mental health care system, but we found a system that did not work. And we spent this year where Katie had this very aggressive, sudden onset of schizoaffective that involved delusional thinking, that involved voices and hallucinations, and she finally ended up taking her own life. And we are a smart family, we're a caring family, we are well-resourced, we're well-educated, and we could not navigate the mental health system to take care of Katie. And so I can't imagine what it would feel like if you're living, you know, 200 miles away and have very limited resources. So I'm very interested in seeing what the state can do. Governor Inslee now, has a number, a major initiative going on to distribute those resources, and I would love to be part of that to see what that happens.
Randy Michaelis is a Democrat challenging Jacqueline Maycumber for her 7th District State House seat. The ballots you've received in the mail must be postmarked by August 7th to be counted. Thank you for your feedback on this series of programs that feature local and legislative candidates. Several of you have told us our programs and stories have helped you make decisions about whom to vote for, and that's the goal. We'll keep many of these interviews and stories posted on our website this fall as you prepare for the November general election. Thank you for listening. I'm Doug Nadvornik.